Coverage of Arizona business and economic news on KJZZ is supported by Arizona-based CPA firm Beach Fleischman, providing accounting, assurance, tax, and management consulting services. More at beachfleischman.com.
Some charities across the country are struggling. That's the word from the head of the National Council of Nonprofits. Tim Delaney, the group's president and CEO, was in town recently for the Alliance of Arizona Nonprofits statewide conference, and I had the chance to catch up with him. I started the conversation by asking what he's seeing in terms of donations to nonprofits.
Well, it depends on who you're looking at giving. If you look at the overall aggregate numbers, charitable giving continues to go up in the United States, and it has for several decades. The challenge is that we have very wealthy individuals, billionaires, who are giving billion-dollar gifts, which is fantastic, and we should all applaud them and thank them for their generosity. But as they're giving all that money, it's masking the fact that regular households in America are actually giving less, and that they've been giving less over the last 16 years. And it got a lot worse this last year because of the change in the federal tax law.
It's interesting because you hear a lot about trying to sort of expand the base, right? It's great, as you say, to get some people giving a lot of money, but in many ways, it seems like it would be better if a lot of people were maybe giving a little less, and on the aggregate, it amounts to the same amount.
Absolutely. And the reason that that would be better, in my humble opinion, is that there would be a different allocation of the dollars. When the billionaires give their billions, they tend to give to the large institutions. Those large institutions, higher education, the huge hospital and healthcare networks. And again, those are worthy causes. But your everyday nonprofit that's working in your local neighborhood, in your local city or county, they are suffering. And it has been very challenging for them.
Why do you think it is that fewer people are giving to charities?
Well, if you look at the fact that 40% of Americans live in poverty, if you look at the fact that over 42 million Americans right now are one paycheck away from going into poverty, there is harm that still exists. The talk about the economy growing and doing great things, it's great if you're on Wall Street, but if you are on Main Street, it's not as strong as it's being projected to be in the popular media.
What are you hearing from nonprofits around the country about some of the things that they are not able to do that maybe they have been able to do in the past or would like to be able to do, but just don't have the money available to meet those needs right now?
Well, what we've been seeing is since the Great Recession hit in 2007-2008, it's been much more demanding on nonprofits as demands are going up. What do nonprofits do? They're mission-oriented. It's the mission and serving people above all else. So what do? They stop paying benefits to their employees. They don't give their employee raises. They don't pay for retirement for their employees. And they're hollowing out the organizations and their ability to continue into the future, all driven by this great need of compassion, of taking care of the people through their mission.
So how are nonprofits trying to adapt and maybe try different ways to raise money and convince people to donate?
There are several different approaches that individual nonprofits have. One of the things that we work on at the National Council of Nonprofits is working with our state associations of nonprofits, such as the Alliance of Arizona Nonprofits here in Arizona, that's been providing great leadership for nonprofits across the state. And so one of the things we try to do is bring nonprofits together, again, such as the Alliance of Arizona Nonprofits, with our conference, bringing in nonprofits from across the state to convene and learn from each other and exchange information so that they can go about advancing their own missions better without as much friction and being able to accomplish even more, and building relationships where they can then tag team and collaborate in providing various services.
Are you finding that nonprofits are using technology or other kinds of maybe non-traditional ways to try to get people to donate?
Certainly, there's as much innovation as can be done. Again, the use of technology requires resources. One of the things that nonprofits are is we're scrappy and we're innovative. If you want to look for innovation in America, turn to your nonprofits because they're finding ways to squeeze out the last little bit to accomplish all that much more. The other thing that we are doing is advocating more. We're realizing that our friends in government often are unaware of some of the policies that they're putting into place that make it much more difficult for nonprofits to advance our missions.
Let me ask you about something that you'd mentioned toward the beginning of the conversation, which is that we hear a lot about how the economy is doing well, and for some people that is certainly the case, but for others it is not. I'm wondering if it's possible to sort of gauge where the economy is, either nationally or maybe in a particular community, based on what you're seeing in the nonprofit world in terms of both the need for services and also the ability of nonprofits to meet that need.
I think that there is a way to look at it in terms of being a bellwether or the canary in the coal mine and recognizing where the pain points are and then trying to address them. Unfortunately, there's not been a lot of interest in looking at that and looking at people with greater need. And that's in part why nonprofits need to be become better advocates. It's pointing out where the greater needs are so that resources, whether public, private, or donations, can be reallocated to meet those increasing needs.
All right. Tim Delaney is president and CEO of the National Council of Nonprofits. Tim, thanks a lot.
Great. Thank you, Mark.